Tools. Get the job done right with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings.
Hey everyone, it is Luke, Dobbo and Margo on this afternoon on the show. You're going to get the lowdown exactly what is going on at the Broncos. The shenanigans are plenty there at the moment. Dobbo went out there tonight and shoved his big nose into Wayne Bennett's business and asked him the greatest question that Wayne's been asked this year. And that's not even up for debate. You'll hear it yourself if you listen to this. Also, The Bachelor's back on our TV screens. We run the rule over who is likely to win. And not only that, when have you broken something that you've only just bought? Margot's got a story for us about this guy in the States that gets up. Well, anyway, listen to the catch-up and you'll hear it all for yourself. It's starting right now.
Because it feels good to let it out. It's the Rush Hour's Wednesday Whinge.
Yeah, this is where we take your calls and get it off your chest. Big or small, doesn't matter what it is. So you can have your say about it.
Yeah, the pettier the better.
Yeah, we like it when it's petty. You know, don't get us into anything serious. We've got limited brain capacity here. We don't want to be, you know, sitting here solving the real problems of the world. I don't mind going first today if you guys allow me.
Yeah, go ahead, mate.
I mean, I know you're going to get into it next, Dobbo, so I'll just be short and sweet. But the Brisbane Broncos, fair dinkum, pull your fingers out. What an embarrassment we've become, the Brizzy Broncos.
I'm the bold and the Broncos.
It's embarrassing, Margo, isn't
it? Yeah, it is, certainly.
Fair dinkum. And never in the history of rugby league has a barbecue brought down a footy club. But this is just a bunch of sooks, the Brizzy Broncos. Get over it.
Well, it's just ruining the fabric of the club, isn't it, really?
Yep.
Like, it's just become so silly.
Bunch of knobs. Everyone seems to be a knob at the place at the moment. Anyway, that's my Wednesday whinge. What do you got, Margo?
I'm going to whinge. I was very invested in a gift that was given to me by a girlfriend. And it was a really cool gift because she's one of those people that's, you know, like, thinks
quirky
out of the box. Yeah. And she got me some milkweed, which had caterpillar eggs on it. And so for the last 3 weeks, I have lived vicariously through this plant, watching the eggs turn into caterpillars, the caterpillars growing.
Can you smoke milkweed?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Does she come from Nimbin?
Yeah,
milkweed.
No, it's a plant. It's from New Zealand, and it's what caterpillars like.
Hey, the stuff they sell.
You don't dry it and then chop it up.
No,
and then
And the stuff they sell in Nimbin is a plant as well.
Stop it. No, very, very clean green plant, this one. But anyway, so I've been really invested in it and I've been watching all these caterpillars turn into chrysalis because I've never seen a butterfly form before.
Busy week in the Barker household.
Yeah, that's the next process, is the chrysalis is supposed to turn into a butterfly.
Right.
But none of them were turning into butterflies. So I rang her and I said, what's going on? My caterpillars aren't turning into butterflies. And she said, oh, there's a bacteria in the plant. So they're all dying.
They're dead.
I was like, For three weeks, I've invested myself in this bloody caterpillars to no fruition. So I'm having a whinge.
What about a bit of empathy? Forget about you. Have a bit of empathy for the caterpillar.
Well, I had eight caterpillars and none of them turned into butterflies.
Well, maybe it's because you didn't give it enough attention.
Right. Mate, I've Instagrammed this thing.
I filmed it. I loved it.
I gave it all of my attention and affection. The kids were invested. So I'm really sad.
Okay, Margo. Dobbo, what have you got?
Yeah, look, I mean, this is going to upset a few people. But the judging of the Ekka this year, I'm just going to... I put a chicken in Dobbo's little pecker, and it's run second. Now,
we know
that's pretty good.
Who got first was Kylie Gibb,
my fiancée. Yeah, my fiancée. Okay.
Mate, she knows nothing about it. It was poorly judged, and to be honest with you... She has no idea. I picked the chicken out for her.
Dobbo, I was poorly judged by you because you put three chickens in, all looking exactly the same, and you just went, "Inny, minny, miny, mo."
I knew who Dobbo's little pecker was.
Oh, you did.
He's very, very familiar with Dobbo's little pecker.
But I'm just going to say...
But you gave KG the better chicken. You could have swapped them.
No, he didn't, Margo, because he said to me in a very serious manner, he goes... Poor KG, you should see the beat up thing I've given her to enter, right?
It had been ridden by a rooster the day before.
Only that, didn't it have feathers missing under the wing
under
and
the
everything?
Wings, if you lifted up the wings, it had an incident with a rooster, and I was like, oh well, so be it. So I'm whinging to the judging of the poultry division. Please do a little bit of research before you go judging. I was robbed.
Who would have thought? That's karma. The karma chook.
Dobbo, taking it like a man. And that rooster, by the way, Dobbo, just to clarify, that wasn't Mitchell Pearce, the rooster, was it?
No.
That joke doesn't even work anymore. He's at Newcastle. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, that's the way it works. If you've got a Wednesday whinge for us, get on the phones right now. We'll take your calls coming up next. And whoever has the very best whinge we may even fling you a prize. Not going to tell you what that prize
is
at the moment.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. The reason I'm not going to tell you what the prize is not for suspense reasons. It's because I've got absolutely no idea. But hit the phones and, yeah, you could win that cool mystery prize coming up next.
Wednesday wins. Get it off your chest. We'll chat to you after this on the Rush Hour. Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker.
Because it feels good to let it out. It's the Rush Hour's Wednesday Whinge.
Well, we all just had a whinge a moment ago, and look at our phones going bunter here with you guys wanting to get through to have your say, big or small. We might as well take some calls. Let's start with, I don't know, let's go to Dennis from Beachmont. What do you got for us, mate?
Mate, the problem is you can't buy hay in Queensland at the moment. It's all being shipped down to Sydney for the farmers down there. I've got 30-odd horses trying to buy hay from my wife's been running around all day. We can't buy any.
What are you trying to buy, loosened hay, square bales, or are you trying to buy round
Squares,
bales?
Where's rounds?
And you can't buy any. You can't buy any loosened.
Send a bit now.
Whoa. You can't buy any loosened square bales at the moment.
No, there's been paddocks loads of rounds down outside of Bow Desert.
Yep.
And in the last couple of weeks, they've all been picked up, loaded on trucks, and taken away.
Have you noticed the prices have gone up, Dennis? Too.
Of course they have.
Yes, they have. Even bags of chaff have gone up $10 to $12 a bag.
How is chaff at the moment? Just quickly, Dennis. I'll tell you. Go and ring CRT at Calbar. They've got prime loosened hay there. Ring them now.
Tell them Dobbo sent you and you'll get Dobbo's rate.
Ask for Alistair.
What show is this?
Dobbo, you know this isn't Dobbo's country hour doing at the moment, mate.
I was just helping a mate out, mate, because I know when hay's short how important it is.
No, and I can I say in all seriousness, it's a legitimate whinge, and shame on you companies who are gouging people at their toughest time. It's disgusting. Shame. When the rest of the country is pulling together to try and help the farmers, there seems to be a small percentage of the population who are seeing this as opportunity to rip people
shame.
Off.
Shame.
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 Exploitation shame. At its
finest. All right. Now, let's get some Garth Brooks on, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Hey, let's get Andrew from Wavell Heights on. Tell us, what are you whinging about today, mate?
Yeah, mate, I was at a shopping centre on the north side of Brisbane on Sunday, standing in a shop, and this lovely-looking, intelligent lady was having a chat to someone else and turned around and said, I'm not sure what this... Well, this is about the drought is. I was at the exhibition, saw these lovely big fat cattle. There's no drought. They're all looking beautiful.
And that's the problem. That is the problem. Yeah, people don't have an idea.
You get one fat cow at the Ecker and everyone thinks the drought's over.
Oh, Buttercup's been hand-fed.
I'm not sure what the problem is at the with the drought. I saw a fat cow at the Ecker and there was a tap right alongside it and strawberry sundaes. I mean, you can't afford the hay, buy a strawberry sundae, for crying out loud. What's the problem? Idiots. People are morons. Thanks for your call, brother.
And Jack in Merrimack, go to town, mate. It's Wednesday whinge. What do you got?
Mate, I was having an absolute cracker of a day today. Work was beautiful. Get off early. Go down to sleep with the go down the beach with the boys. Have a swim. Go down there Burley. Half an hour free parking. You beauty. Golden. Get back 15 minutes later. Somebody decided to put a $75 parking dollar ticket on me bonnet on my car. Now if it doesn't get much worse on Wednesday, I don't know what does.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
Shocking.
Stuff them.
Boo.
I mean. Honestly, they spread misery and nothing else, the parking inspectors. And I'll tell you what, I know they're just doing their job and all of that sort of stuff, but has there ever been in the history of mankind a kid sitting at school when one kid's dreaming of being a fireman, another one wants to be an astronaut? Has there ever been a kid sitting at school going, God, I want to be a parking inspector when I grow up?
All right, who's the biggest whinger today? Dennis, who was talking about the hay, couldn't get any. Andrew from Wavell Heights, the lady who thought the drought was over because there was a fat cow at the Ecker. And Jack from Merrimack, who got a ticket for parking at the beach.
Oh, Dennis. I like the Ecker one, but you go for it, Margo.
I was going to say Dennis from Beachmont because he can't buy any hay for his animals, so maybe he needs a good prize to win to cheer him up.
All right, absolutely. Dennis, you got yourself a double pass and a golf double pass with award-winning wine, fine dining, tastings, tours, and a year-round calendar of entertainment. You'll be amazed at what you discover at Siramay. Check it out, siramay.com. That's how we do Wednesday Whinge. Coming up, Dobbo spoke exclusively with Wayne Bennett this morning, asked him the questions nobody else was going to.
Nor should they.
Nor should they have. What did Dobbo ask Wayne Bennett this morning? You'll find out next.
When he's not breaking hearts, this is breaking news. He's breaking news. More breaking news from Dobbo.
Well, what a 24 hours it's been in the Broncoland. I know it was your Wednesday whinge. For anybody that has been hiding or living under a rock for the last 24 hours, The news broke last night of another set of circumstances that's causing a huge divide at what is arguably one of the proudest clubs in the NRL.
Or used to be, Dobbo. Well, I think the club's becoming an embarrassment.
There's six NRL premierships sitting in there that say that it, you know, it's been successful and it's strong. But you're right. And this time it's got to a point. Just recapping, Paul White, the CEO of the Brisbane Broncos, has held an annual barbecue, club barbecue, at his house every year. Friday night, it was marked in everybody's iPads and diaries. Everybody's known about it for at least 5 weeks. Just shortly before it commencing, the captain of the Brisbane Broncos, Darius Boyd, texted Paul White to say that he wasn't going to attend. And during that time, had contacted Wayne and made a decision that he wanted to go to Wayne's place for a barbecue. When he got there, he then texted all the players and asked them and said, I'm having a barbecue at Wayne's house. And then the players were caught between the CEO at Paul White's and Wayne Bennett's.
Like a bunch of schoolgirls.
Where did they go? Was it like a half-half? Or did bar three players,
they all of them attended both, right?
You know, did Wayne Bennett even have supplies for a barbecue? Because he wasn't expecting everyone to rock up.
He lives in an apartment, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't live in an apartment. But he doesn't have... He actually doesn't own a barbecue.
It sounds like Darius. Darius has just stirred all this up. Is that...
Well, I don't know. But anyway, it's caused a rift, and barbecue wars of Brisbane have now, it's like an all-time low. I mean, seriously, like we're at this place now where we're talking about he said, she says, you're not invited, I'm not going, blah, blah, blah. Yay!
Bring back Elfie.
He was very quiet today.
Hey, which one did Elfie go to? Did Elfie go to Paul White's or did he go to... Because that would have been...
No, I don't think he went to either because he went back up to North Queensland. Sam Thaiday wasn't there. Josh Maguire wasn't there. They were both in Townsville. Mm-hmm.
Safe place to be.
So, anyway, Wayne Bennett's
How bad's a party at Paul White's place where Wayne Bennett's seems like a better option?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't know if it is. Like, do you know what I mean? No disrespect.
I'm thinking about it. If I'm a player and Paul White is my CEO and is in charge of my contract, Wayne Bennett is not going to potentially be there next year or going forward. I'm going to Paul White's place.
But could you look at it the other way? Like, that's looking at it from sort of a sucking up point of view. Could you not look at it like this might sort of rally the boys together? It's an us versus them mentality. And
funny you say that, Luke. Okay, so Wayne Bennett's press conference ahead of South Sydney tomorrow night. I thought, you know, the big scrum there. Channel 7 had two cameras there. Channel 9 had two cameras there. There was more journalists than there were spectators. It was another day of Broncos drama. And first question of the press conference, I just thought I'd ask him, just so everybody got an idea on exactly how he likes his steak.
Wayne, before we talk about football, how do you like your steak cooked? Medium rare, well done. Can you just let everybody know?
Yeah, no, I'm not a steak eater, actually.
Sausages?
That'll do me.
Sausages.
So he likes sausage. So now we know he likes sausage. He doesn't like steak.
That's a bit of sense of humour from Wayne. Yeah. Did he have a smile on his face when you asked him?
He started, but he got pricklier as it went on.
Right.
So we got into it about show of strength, and I tried to get him to admit that, and because it's a fair indication of where the players think that they all left the CEO and went to his, and it's really divide and conquer sort of mentality. So I just asked him if he thought it was a show of strength from his side that they all went to his place, and he just refused to answer. Have a listen.
You believe the players were showing a sign of support and a show of support?
You'll have to ask the players that. I got text messages they wanted to come to my place, okay?
Show of support.
Well,
that's
good if you think that. That's fine, but I'm not going to... I haven't made an opinion on it. I just haven't worried about it. I was just pleased they turned up. I was enjoyed their company. We had a great night.
Surely you can see that that's a show of support for the coach.
Well, you can talk about it. It's not for me to talk about. You can come to your own conclusions about it.
You know, this is embarrassing because you know what? The more I think about it, Dobbo, it's not a show of support. What it is, to me, as a Brisbane Bronco fan, I was there in the very first game, 1988. I've been a supporter forever, but I don't know that I can support this mob. I don't know that I can support the Brisbane Broncos the way they are at the moment because everyone's putting themselves ahead of the club, and that's a great example right there because this, to me, is like when your parents split up and you're the kid, the players are the kids, and they want to please both the mum and the dad, and the mum and dad should come together, but they're just fighting, Dobbo.
And it's more form of the captain. to create that divide Absolutely. Amongst the players and say you've Absolutely. Got to pick and choose. Yeah. They should have all just gone to Whitey's and done yep. the barbecue and then gone to Wayne's for drinks later and no one would be none the wiser.
I don't even think Bennett should have entertained the idea of having guys over in a rival barbecue. It's going to lead to animosity. It's going to lead to division. It's not going to lead towards creating a good environment. He knew exactly what was going on and it's just poor leadership.
Yeah. The exclusive right there with Dobbo. Who now knows what kind of steak Wayne Bennett likes.
He doesn't like steak.
Doesn't like steak.
Was he joking by the end of it, Dobbo, or was he...
No.
He wasn't.
No, it got worse.
Anyway,
got
we'll keep you posted. The next 24 hours, it could all change again.
And it's a big night around southeast Queensland tonight, particularly for a lot of women. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was saying she's getting together with a heap of girlfriends tonight, almost like it's... Like what dudes do on State of Origin night, because it's bachelor night and they're all getting together to watch it all and get all excited. You
Luke,
you
don't
into
discount
it, Margo?
The husbands here, because the husbands love to jump on the back of it as well. They pretend they're not watching, but I know they are.
Well, I'm very proud to say I don't think I've watched more than 2 minutes in entirety of any bachelor season. Are you into it? You're
still
not into it, Dobbo.
I've seen it. I mean, if I'm honest,
Dobbo loves it.
A cracking perv.
Is it really? Yeah. Well, speaking of pervs, Margo, I mean, are you happy with who they've chosen, the honey badger?
Yeah, look, I've got, I've found a little page here where I can view, they've got like a, you know, when you do the Melbourne Cup and they've got the sweepstake? Well, they've got one for the bachelor.
Yeah, for the fillies.
For the fillies.
Yeah. No, but the actual bachelor honey badger, like, is he a good looking bloke?
Oh, look, he's not my type. He's a bit of a larrikin, though. He loves a good cooked quote. You know, he loves one of those one-liner things that he does. But it'd be hard to see him in, like, a really romantic setting because they have all these massive spreads. They go in helicopters, they're in spas, you know, and he seems like a bit of a larrikin. I find it hard that he would be able to be serious and romantic and, you know, emotional.
Well, I've never met the guy. I mean, we had him on the show the other day. But he's always struck me as being like a really good bloke because that's the image that he has, like a really good knockabout Aussie bloke. But I tell you what, mate, he came on our show. I don't think we've ever had a guest so low of energy and so different from their public persona, because his public persona is he's full of energy, he's full of life, he's a real larrikin. Mate, he came on here, he had the charisma of like a pot plant. Dobbo, did you say that you were hearing from other radio hosts that had him on as well, had a similar experience?
He had form in this area wherever he went. And no disrespect, I hope he proves us wrong, but it'll be a highly edited show and he'll look like a rock star. But Margo, you actually think you can pick the winner?
Yeah, I've got the form guide. I'm really good at picking the winner, all or right. at least the top two. I'm always really good at.
Give us your 3-2-1.
But I think I've got the 3-2-1. So Kayla, 25, flight attendant from South Australia. My partner has to be funny. Check. She's my top three. I really like Brooke. The look of Brooke. My partner has to love sport as much as I do. Be confident, but not overconfident. I think I like Brooke. She's my favourite. And then I've got Sophie here, Queensland property valuer. She's ready for an adventure. And if she can find love along the way, then that's a bonus. But I just was looking him up before, and his ex-girlfriend is from Norway, Martine Thomason. She is smoking. These girls have got seriously big shoes to fill.
Are they not as attractive as
his ex? None of them.
This is where I get
She's
it wrong.
She's hot.
Margo's gone on the looks. I've looked at their jobs and that's how I've ruled them out. So one of them that you just said is a youth worker and I'm just like, there's no way.
No money in that.
There's no way, because he'll be looking for someone with money. That's how
I'm
saying. You know who
she's
should look for?
Agent. Yeah. She's a double agent. She's a youth worker, but she also loves to play footy.
Look, I'm saying to you that if he's got any common sense whatsoever, he needs to forget about the money. He needs to find a hairdresser. Okay, is there a hairdresser in amongst them? That guy needs a new hairdo.
I watched this video on Facebook yesterday and got me giggling. This girl bought a Ferrari. She drove out of the dealership and she drove across the road into oncoming traffic.
Oh my gosh.
Look, you showed me this.
And she completely messed up the front end of it.
Like, she wasn't 30 metres outside the dealership having just paid for it before she crashed it. You like that, do you, Margo?
What an idiot. it just reminded me. Like, imagine that. Like, what the Ferrari? What are they? $1 million or something? 500 grand?
Yeah.
A couple hundred thousand. And just drive it out and straight. You wouldn't even have insurance on that bad boy yet, would you?
Oh, she probably did. Like, she's probably just signed her life away. And, you know, like, she honestly, if you see this video, she's 30 meters out of the dealership. It's the first. the first time it touches road that's not the dealership, she crashes
it. It's like she's tried to do like a, you know, a fast takeoff out of the dealership, like showing
spin
off
the
and
wheels.
She's spun the wheels and she's flicked herself into the oncoming traffic. It's pretty funny. If you haven't seen it, find it. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere on Facebook. Anyway, it reminded me of this time that I had to pick up a sponsor car for Corey from Audi. And it was like brand new, off the lot, this top of the range, fancy thing. And I literally backed it into a pole. I'd had it maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, and I had to pull into the shops on the way home to grab something. Huh. And I fair banged it into the pole and I felt sick. Like, because he was away. Nice. I couldn't tell him until he come home. He come home. Well, he was like, what happened?
No, it came like that.
I don't know.
Well, I don't want to, it's not even remotely comparable, but, you know, I bought a drone. And I had it for all of 10 minutes and put it into a tree and smashed it to smithereens. It had a video and everything. Oh. I'd actually bought it for William, and it was a present for him. And I said, yeah, I know. I'll show you how to do it. And within 10 minutes, it was in about 20 pieces and never to be seen again.
So he never got to fly it.
He never got to fly it. I destroyed
Dobbo, it. I have the identical story with a drone. From Christmas a couple of years ago. Exact same. Bought it for Coralie, but it was really for me. First time. Literally, first time. She never got to fly it. It stayed up a gum tree. It was 100 metres up the gum tree. But my brother, it wasn't. It was after about a week. I got a new four-wheel drive, took it to Fraser, and he goes, oh, I haven't driven this car yet. Give me the car. And he goes, let me drive this car. And he just completely reversed it round a tree. Like,
really?
I only just had it for a week. And the most frustrating part was, like, he had his wife over there, Jode, and later in the night, he goes, you know, Jode, like he didn't think I could hear. He goes, you know, Jode, when I get my four-wheel drive, I don't think I'll bring it here to Fraser because look at Luke's. It's only a week old and it's already a hunk of junk.
Well, my son actually did it Christmas. He got given a remote control car and he put it up on the deck and pressed go and off he went and it went straight into the pool. Oh. And he was devastated because he'd been asking forever for a remote control car. And I was like, no, not old enough yet. Don't know how to work it. They're expensive, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there it went, straight under the fence. And
it's nice
into the
when
pool.
Margo's right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. 13, 27, 10. I want to hear your stories. What have you broken pretty much soon after you got it? Just watching this video of this chick driver of new Ferrari. She's just bought out of the dealership. She tries to do a bit of a burnout and skid off and she crashes into oncoming traffic.
Couldn't
on the
handle the power. Margo's still laughing.
What a twit. I just
You wouldn't do that.
Margo.
Like you wouldn't
do, I would do the burnout. I just wouldn't crash it, Luke, because I'm that good.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But it got me thinking about, like, what's the shortest amount of time you've had something before you completely wrecked it? Hey, our phones have gone off here. Stu from Narang, what'd you wreck?
Mate, I bought a new car and about 2 weeks after having it, had an accident and got written off.
Was it a Ferrari like that one Margo was talking about?
Nah, it wasn't. It was only a Captiva.
Oh. At least you got 2 weeks out of it, you know?
That's right.
Well, yeah, 2 weeks. So the car salesman was a bit happier because they'd come back and get another one. So.
Did you replace it with another Captiva?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. 2 weeks. Got him across the line.
Fair dinkum.
Did you change colours or anything? Like, I didn't really like the red anyway. I'll get the black this time.
It's pretty much the same. He was pretty happy to get commission for two vehicles. So.
I'm sure he was.
Can I get another Captiva? But this time, can I get one that hasn't been run over by a Mack truck? Thank you. Hey, good on you, Stu. Thanks for your call, mate.
Let's talk to Yvette from Reedy Creek. What happened?
So I bought my son a remote control car. It cost $600.
Yeah.
We had to put it together. It came in pieces, right? Love puzzles, love all these things. I grew up with three brothers, and we've always had these type of puzzle remote control cars that we used to race against each other. So yep. I thought, great present for my son's birthday. We'll put it together, and we'll take it down the lake to where Mum is. You know, we had the party down there, so he went down to the lake, and he's trying this remote control car. He couldn't even get started. So I said, okay. He says, Mum, what do I do? It doesn't work. So I got the control and I turned it on and zipped straight into the lake.
Oh, well done.
Went under Daisy.
The mud, right, my brother's put his scuba gear on, went down there to look, couldn't find the darn thing. I don't know where it is. It's still in the lake.
Oh, event. No.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to burst your bubble, but the moment we heard remote control car and lake, we knew the ending to this story.
That was
funny.
Yeah, it was kind of predictable, wasn't it?
Hey, I love that the brother went in his scuba gear to try and find it.
What a legendary uncle he is. Thanks for your call, Yvette. Let's go one more. Gabrielle from Pimpama. How are you?
Hi, how are you going?
Great, Gabrielle. What's your story?
I've been getting boxes from the suppliers, and today I went and got a bottle of milk. Then I went to the bottle shop, put the milk and the wine in the box, opened my passenger door, and then the box fell and my wine smashed.
Not the wine.
No.
Not the wine.
Sounds like you've got another bottle of wine though, Gabrielle.
No, I don't. Milk.
Dumbo, I was just thinking the same thing. Oh, third income.
Now she's got to drink the cat's milk.
Sorry, hey, good on you, Gabrielle. That's really sad.
I don't think she needs that bottle of wine anyway.
Good on you, Gabrielle.
Another podcast done with Triple M's Rush Hour, and we think we got it right. For the tools you need to get the job done right the first time, Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.